Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As I said today, before the news, today we are all New Orleanians. The governor of Louisiana, Kathleen Blanco, with her eyewitness report.
We are in the planning process right now of attempting to locate appropriate places to try to evacuate those folks who stayed in the city. The plans are not firm yet. We're working with FEMA. We are grateful that FEMA is by our side. The magnitude of the situation is untenable. It's just heartbreaking.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco speaking yesterday, and as you certainly know by now, the devastation of Hurricane Katrina has turned out to exceed everyone's worst fears, especially after the hurricane did not deal the direct blow to the city on Monday, as was originally forecast. It's mostly the failure of the levees that allowed so much water to come in and literally drown the city of New Orleans, devastate Gulfport, Mississippi, and more. That plus just the intensity of the storm surge. You've been getting details of the situation on the news all day and night. We thought we could best contribute here this morning by just talking to a guest and taking your phone calls about ways for anyone here in the New York area to help. So the phones are open now for a few types of callers. Anyone who's been in touch with anyone in the affected area and wants to pass on any information about conditions or especially about needs, 212-433-WNYC. And anyone with suggestions about how to help, where best to donate money, how besides money anyone here can be of help, or any other practical suggestions, 212-433-9692, because I know so many of you are dying to help in some kind of way and probably feel pretty helpless without a little bit of help regarding how to help. And we can also take questions for our guest, who is Larry Geiger, a spokesman for the American Red Cross of Greater New York. Mr. Geiger, welcome to WNYC. I'm sorry, under these circumstances.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
And again, for anyone who wants to ask Mr. Geiger a question, 212-433-9692. What are the greatest needs in the region right now?
Well, the greatest need that the Red Cross has across the country is, frankly, money. This is going to be a major long-term effort for us, as everyone has been saying on your newscasts. This is the largest effort ever by the Red Cross in terms of mobilizing disaster service workers for a natural disaster in the United States. We are expecting to have between 1,700 and 2,000 volunteers and staff members working in the South as conditions allow us to move in closer to where the worst folks are affected. In addition, we should point out that there are over 1,100 Red Cross staff and volunteers working in Florida when Katrina made landfall initially there and created quite a bit of havoc. So it's stretching the resources both in terms of manpower, volunteers, and financial resources to support our folks in the field and also to provide the services that we give victims of disasters, basic food and water, a basic shelter, and counseling to help them get back on their feet.
I want to replay a clip from our newscast of one New Yorker who's going down there himself to join the search and rescue operation and the relief efforts. This is Detective Brian Hastings, who spoke with WNYC's Bob Henley yesterday.
You know, you hope that you could one day, in a sense, repay everybody to say thanks, you know, for coming to help us when everybody came to New York City to help us, to lend us a hand. It was greatly appreciated, and unfortunately, in this line of work, when you have to repay it, when it involves what it does, it's a little tough.
And of course, he's talking about repaying for the help that so much of the country offered New York City after 9/11, 2001. So, Larry Geiger from the American Red Cross of Greater New York, do they need bodies? Do they need volunteers other than people who are actually in the professional emergency services business?
Well, what's happening, Brian, is that there are over 850 Red Cross chapters around the country. It happens that the one in New York is the largest, but there are many, many chapters, and everyone is pitching in. The Northeast is sending couple of hundred volunteers already down there, staff and volunteers. So it's not likely that people will volunteer and immediately be sent down to the disaster area, because we provide quite a bit of training for the people who go. We have organized units. For instance, we have a disaster assistance response team that trains and is ready when things like this occur. In fact, this afternoon, about a dozen volunteers who are members of a disaster assistance response team will be flying out from LaGuardia Airport down to Alabama to be close by and provide assistance. So there's quite a bit of training required. But, yes, the Red Cross on an ongoing basis needs volunteers, and we can use volunteers. We call them spontaneous volunteers, even today and over the weekend, because what we've done here in New York is set up a special response calling center to back up the National Red Cross Calling Center, which is located in Virginia, which, as you can imagine, has been severely tested.
So this is a calling center for people to call in and donate money?
Well, it's actually was initially created to help people in harm's way. People call the Red Cross asking where shelters are, what they should do about any emergency, what do they do about rising water. We've set this up starting Saturday morning. We've had 12 hours each day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We've had at least 20 volunteers manning the phones, and we've gotten about 500 calls a day. And these are calls that would come initially to the National Red Cross, and the overflow is coming to New York. We're actually handling about 25% of all the calls in the country right here out of New York, and we want to maintain that service to help people in the affected regions. And we could use volunteers. If anyone is interested in volunteering, they can either call our phone number, 1-877-RED-CROSS, or they can go to our website, which is www.nyredcross.org.
nyredcross.org.
And that's also
or the toll-free number, again, if you want to volunteer, because we always need to repeat these on the radio.
Right.
877-RED-CROSS. Go ahead.
Right. And that's also the number that you can call if you're interested in donating. We've set up a special hurricane relief fund, and it's easy to find that on our website to make a donation that goes specially to this cause.
And we have a caller who wants to talk about your website. Claire in did she just disappear? That's funny. Okay, I clicked on Claire, and she's gone. Well, this caller from West Orange, I gather, was going to say that the website is jammed, and so it's important to give alternatives. I guess the phone number is the alternative.
Right, I think so. And there's also the National Red Cross, which is just redcross.org. If the New York website is jammed, and that's probably a good sign, there's also redcross.org, which is the National Red Cross website.
All right, let's take another call. Bill in Bernardsville, you're on WNYC. Oh, I see we're having a problem with the phones, because as soon as I click on somebody, they disappear. So we'll resolve that. Let me read you the latest from the area, according to Google News. This says the city is 80% underwater and is getting worse. Hundreds feared dead on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. We knew that. But it also says the governor of Louisiana says everyone needs to leave New Orleans due to flooding. And did we lose Larry Geiger, too?
I'm here.
Okay. New Orleans must be evacuated. The flooding is getting worse, not better. The water is still rising. People still need to leave. What are the implications of that for the people there? And do you want people in this area to even offer their homes as temporary shelter or anything like that, or are we just too far away?
Well, I think the rule of thumb, I was just at a meeting earlier this morning with our disaster services team, and they're getting word from the National Red Cross that about 1 million people will need to be sheltered because they're leaving the New Orleans area and other affected areas. And the rule of thumb is about 10% of those people will require Red Cross shelters. In other words, they don't really have a place to go, and they need to have some assistance. So we're planning on having shelter available for at least 100,000 people, and we're talking about having that shelter available for 3 weeks to 3 months. So what we need is resource to maintain those shelters and be able to provide water and food, comfort for people who really have no place to go. and are in extreme duress in terms of a kind of a life situation that's unprecedented.
Now, I can't take these calls right now, but I can read. Oh, okay. Well, our producer is going to try to put one on from the other room. So, line 7, Stuart in Randolph, New Jersey. Let's see if we can get Stuart. I think we did. Hi, Stuart. You're on WNYC.
Good morning. I've got a bit of a creative idea here. New Orleans is famous for entertaining the world. I know this is very hard to think about this at this time. Six months from now, it will be late February, early March, Mardi Gras. I know it's hard to think about celebrating at this time, but this is what the city is going to be needing, is input is going to be.
You mean go there to help its economy?
Put your money where your mouth is and go help the economy. Start making reservations now. Get your credit card out. I don't know, if there's anything in place or if anybody is really into thinking about this at this time. But
right. Well, that's one way to...
It's May. Is it Jazz Fest in May?
Help with tourist dollars. Do you think they're going to be ready for Mardi Gras and to receive tourists this year? Is there any way to tell, Larry Geiger?
I don't really know. From the damage that we've seen, it's going to be many, many months. So I think actually Mardi Gras might be a good date to point to try to get the city back on its feet, especially the hotels, the convention center, which is a huge economic generator down there. But I think we're faced with much more immediate challenges right now. We're talking about people still needing to find shelter and food on a day-to-day basis.
Barbara in Metuchen, you're on WNYC.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Under the circumstances.
Yeah. I'm an Episcopal priest, and I'd just like to put in a plug for another organization to which people can donate. It's Episcopal Relief and Development, and its website is er-d.org, or its phone number is 800-334-7626. They have the advantage of working with local dioceses in the area. So in a sense, they're already there and have been there. And they're able to work very closely one-on-one with people who know their people pastorally and have a high degree of trust. So that's just another wonderful place to put money so you know it's going to go where it needs to go.
Okay, thank you for your call. And Martin on the west side, nope, that one didn't work. We have about a minute left with Larry Geiger from the American Red Cross of Greater New York. We'll give the website and the phone number again before he's done. But very briefly, this is not really the time for this yet, since we're still just trying to save people's lives and get those who have survived through the next 24 hours. But issues have been raised about whether the local government officials prepared people adequately, or whether even the federal government is prepared enough with National Guard under the circumstances in Iraq. Does the Red Cross have an opinion about any of that at this point? Were you urging the local officials to do anything different before the flood?
I can really only speak to what the Red Cross did, and I know that starting last Wednesday, I was on the phone with my counterparts in terms of in communication areas around the country talking about this. We started our mobilization, as I said, Wednesday or Thursday to try to get on top of this event, not knowing how severe it would be. I would imagine that local authorities were doing similar things, but you'd have to really ask them about that. We do also have many Red Cross people who are in those areas. There is a strong Southeast Louisiana Red Cross chapter, and each of the cities has Red Cross people. What we're talking about is augmenting their resources because this is such an unprecedented event.
Okay, so they need money and they need volunteers to help locally in our area. The phone number, 1-877-RED-CROSS, toll-free. The website, just give the website again.
It's www.nyredcross.org.
Thanks a lot.